Heading back to your calls shortly, Bryce Cotton from the Perth Wildcats will have a chat to us, and we will cross to the F1 track as well, get the latest there on the testing of the crew members that may or may not have coronavirus and what the repercussions will be for the F1 and sporting events in this state and in this country if somebody has got it at the F1 track. Sam Edmund brought us the news earlier on today on the program that the NBA season has been shut down, postponed. Welcome back to you, Sam. What's the latest over there?
Dwayne, I think the best that I can figure out, the players are actually still there. They're quarantined in the locker rooms at the Chesapeake Arena, it's called there in Oklahoma City. The police have obviously had the building, for lack of a better term, evacuated. Obviously, all the punters are out of there, but the players themselves taken in for testing, obviously, after the Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus, and that was confirmed just moments before tip-off, hence the delay and then the abandonment of that game. And then subsequent to that, of course, given the potential fallout from that positive diagnosis, the NBA shutting it down as of, well, now. The last game has just kicked off, actually, just tipped off, and that being the Pelicans and the Kings. Once that game is done, they tipped off about 5 minutes ago. The NBA done and dusted until further notice, to use their terms, Dwayne.
And Eric Horn, you've organised this for us, which is great of you. Eric Horn, OKC beat writer for The Athletic, who was at the Thunder v Jazz game that was postponed, has been good enough to join us. Not sure if you're still there, Eric, but welcome to the program. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm still at the arena.
So are you? Do you have to stay at the arena, or are you just staying there because there's so much to report at the arena at the moment?
I was just working on some stuff, but then, like, I don't know, you're at a loss for words almost at what's going on, so you really can't move. Yeah. I mean, we're doing our jobs and we're trying to work, but, like, you know, you start thinking about all the different things that go into it, and, yeah, you kind of get stunned. So, yeah, I haven't really moved from my computer in a little while and just talking to people and trying to gather as much information as possible.
So, Eric, take us inside the Chesapeake Arena as you see it at the moment. Are the players, in fact, still there, quarantined and being tested?
Yeah, from what I understand, I mean, I think they're still here. They've basically been in the locker room for the past, I guess, I'm thinking maybe hour to hour and a half, probably more. And that's where we are. You know, Rudy Gobert was the guy who, you know, the Athletic, my colleague Shams Charania, confirmed that he was the one who tested positive for, you know, coronavirus. The Jazz released a statement confirming that one of their players did test positive. And, you know, Gobert was not at the arena tonight. He was ruled out in pregame with an illness, as was another player, Emmanuel Mudiay. And we have no confirmation as to, you know, Emmanuel Mudiay's status, but Gobert is one of the guys who has been confirmed as a guy who has the coronavirus. It's just a weird scene. It's weird to have 18,000 people in a building and then you get ready to tip off and all of a sudden things drag on and next thing you know, everybody's leaving.
And Eric, what was the feeling like at the stadium when news filtered through that the NBA had obviously postponed the season or put the season on hold? And we're just seeing now that the Pelicans-Kings game I just mentioned before we went to you that was due to tip off 5 minutes ago has now been postponed as well, so they won't actually play that game. But what was the feeling like in the arena if, in fact, there were still people there when that decision was made?
Well, it was kind of like you could kind of feel that people knew what was going on. But, you know, hold on a second. Oh, boy. I thought I was going to sneeze. Okay. you kind of felt like it was going to happen because they kept letting the game kind of festivities go on, and they were trying to keep people kind of occupied until they got confirmation to start the game or what they were going to do with the game. But then, you know, once you saw the players kind of leave the floor, the officials left the floor, and then I went into the back and you kind of saw the way things were happening. A couple of assistants kind of darted out of there. That's when you knew, okay, it was going to get called. And then you heard the PA announcer say the game has been postponed. So then there was kind of this sense that it was going to happen. But as you started seeing more and more signs, just by instinct, you were like, okay, this is obviously what's happening. This is corona related. and this game has a chance to get canceled or postponed here.
Eric, we really appreciate you joining us. I know there's plenty of people calling your phone and wanting to tap into you because you're at the epicenter of a pretty big NBA story and a world sports story. Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate you joining us.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Eric Horn, OKC beat writer from The Athletic at the Thunder v Jazz game that was postponed. Sacramento Kings game against the Pelicans has also been postponed. We're watching the pitches live at the moment, Sam Edmund and I, watching the crowd get told that the game's not taking place and the players now heading back to the locker room. They were warming up, so it looked as if 5 minutes ago they thought the game was going to happen. They were still warming up, but that's just been shut down. The players have all gone back to the locker room and the crowd are obviously being told as we speak that that game isn't going ahead, and that's the season postponed as well.
Indeed. So the last match we saw was Dallas Mavericks, so they got the job done against the Denver Nuggets. So that game just finishing, Dallas winning that game by 16 points. And then this game, Dwayne, you're right, was due to go ahead, but obviously the NBA thinking, what's to be gained from this? Mm. We'll shut it down. We're done.
More after the break. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. 1-300-736-736 is the number. It's such an evolving story that it's hard to know what's going to happen next, but